2, Alvin DeFeer, Hutton Orbital, Near Eden, Proxima Centauri, a long, long, long way from Alpha Centauri. From Cecil B. Trumpington. Re, the pool type 9. Dear Sir, as per your standing instructions, and of course, for the mug, I took it upon myself to assist with the expansion of your influence by attempting to return to our systems with a cornucopia of exploration data. Not having a ship of my own, I duly signed out the Pool Type 9, which, as luck would have it, was parked at Zamaki. Of course, no journey would be complete without a proper cargo, nor without proper equipment. So I proceeded to Tufla to rendezvous with a number of very excellent truckers. They, as requested, provided me with a wonderful cargo of mugs for the mug. And gin. Quite a lot of gin, it turns out. I then proceeded to armor my ship with suitable reinforcements, dangerous-looking lasers, chaff, a big discovery scanner, and a little buggy with which to place your flag upon distant worlds, and a very, very expensive shield with which to keep your mugs for the mug. Safe. Correctly outfitted, I then made my way out of the toast rack and began my journey. To toast the commencement of such an epic voyage, I loaded up one mug for the mug, with gin, and saluted the passing ships. You will be glad to know that there were no incidents with crashed ships at this stage. Now, having completed my first jump, I correctly remembered to throttle back and started plotting my next. This took some time, as, of course, I needed to ensure that the djinn had survived the jump. It had. So, I deployed my discovery scanner, and as instructed, held my finger on the button. Inexplicably, there was this enormous noise that made me drop my mug for the mug. It smashed. So I had to go and retrieve another, and some gin. Anyway, following that terrifying noise, and upon completion of a tour of the system, I prepared to jump to the next. All at this stage was going very smoothly indeed. Now, after a further few jumps, I discovered a little problem. I had forgotten my fuel scoop. But, aha, I thought. I turned to your very kindly provided pilot's instructions and looked up fuel rats. And following the guide, proceeded to turn off all ship's systems. A rat signal was duly broadcast, and I sat back to admire the view. Now, it occurred to me at this point that maybe, if we had less gin on board, the ship's fuel might last a little longer. So, I proceeded to dispose of the remainder of the gin, at one bottle at a time. I suspect that this is where things might have started to go wrong. My radar burst into life with a blip, and a ship appeared. My systems kindly labeled it as wanted, confirming indeed that it was my rescuer, as fuel was very much wanted indeed. "Good evening," I typed. He replied, "Your cargo is all mine." "Aha! Sensible man, taking care of the valuable mugs for the mug." So, following procedure, I abandoned all of my mugs for the mug. There wasn't any gin left. I suspect this was a mistake, as the fuel rat started sending me some most disturbing messages. He offered to boil me up, which at first inspection, I assumed was a message relating to the mugs, for the mug. And a nice mug of tea, for the mug. Would be following my rescue. He then started to try to transfer fuel to me, using his lasers, repeatedly. I did object briefly at this point, then something occurred to me. He possibly wasn't a fuel rat. Unfortunately, at this stage, the pool type 9 was looking a little worse for wear. In fact, it was in bits, small bits. Some of them were venting gas. So, I would like to tender my apology for the loss of the pool type 9 and, of course, all of that long-range exploration data. I have subsequently been informed that you already had data on Barnard Star. I also have seemed to have acquired a bit of a headache. Yours faithfully, me.